Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
If you listen to the Beatles channel on Sirius XM, you've heard Tom Frangione. He's on all sorts of shows, including this summer, Help from His Friends, Ringo Starr, and the All-Star Band. Tom is going to be in town for the Fest for Beatle Fans this weekend. He joins us now. And Tom, you know, listening to that medley, every once in a while, doesn't it hit you? How in the world is it possible that one band came up with so much great music and every album was different?
Yeah, it sure does, Bob, and thanks for having me on. You know, the thing I always point out is not only how diverse those songs are, but when you listen to a song like, I don't know, Let It Be, which wasn't in the medley, but still a pretty great song, okay, these days that's a, whatever, 55-year-old song. Now, when you think about when that one came out, what was a 55-year-old song? It was something from before the Depression, right? You didn't hear that kind of music on the radio in 1970, yet you can hear a song like Let It Be on the air today, and it sounds as good or better than anything that's still being produced. They just knocked down all those walls and made music that not only is timeless, but proved that music and pop music can be timeless and not just limited to, you know, the period in which it was created.
It all holds up. And, yeah, that medley, that's like one-tenth of the Beatles' yeah. output. And yeah. when I hear you guys play, a countdown, you know, the top 365 Beatles songs or something, I always come away thinking, this is impossible. One band can't do all this, but they do. Tom Frangione does all sorts of shows on the Beatle Channel, the Fab Forum, Way Beyond Compare, so many programs, so much material to cover, and you do it so well, Tom. What do you know, by the way, we've been talking, we gave away some tickets here to the McCartney tour. He's wrapping up, as you know, in Chicago, and yeah. A lot of people happy he's coming back, a lot of people concerned because the ticket price is very high. What are you hearing about the demand?
Well, a few things, Bob. The ticket demand is, of course, very high. Paul hasn't played in the States since 2022, except for a small number of these little boutique pop-up shows he did while he was in New York for the Saturday Night Live anniversary show earlier this year, which I was blessed to have a chance to go to. The shows were just incredible, seeing him in a small place. But you've got a limited number of shows. It's only 20 shows right now that have been announced, and a lot of them are in places where you would expect to see Paul playing, a couple of stadiums, like out in Las Vegas and places like that, where in October, November, you're not really worried about it being, you know, snowy or anything. But a lot of the arenas, particularly opening night, is out in Palm Springs or Palm Desert, California. Some of these arenas aren't the ones that he would normally play that are 20,000 seats. These are, you know, whatever, minor league hockey arenas and stuff, and they're about half a house. They're about 10,000-seat venues. So that's going to drive the price up. I could be on the phone all day talking about the Ticketmaster, you know, dynamic pricing model. Mm-hmm. It was nightmarish going on there. You'd pick some tickets that you think, you know, okay, I'll pay X price for these, and by the time you check out, it's X times two. So that drives a lot of people nuts, just on Paul McCartney tickets, but for a lot of other artists as well. I know that happened certainly for sure with the big Oasis reunion this year. It's not a great model from the fans' point of view. There's got to be something done about that.
That would be nice. And
because it's, as I say, it's a short tour right now, only 20 shows, and some of them are in places that are, you know, half the size or less than venues he would normally play. It did drive the prices up. And, of course, for the diehard McCartney fans, they have those hot sound packages where you get a front row seat and get to go to the sound check, where Paul He doesn't just go out there and say, testing, one, two, three. That's not a sound check for him. Mm-hmm. His band typically does like a 40 or 45-minute show, mm-hmm. you know, with songs that won't be played in the main concert, but just things to stretch their legs and stretch their voices more than anything. And, you know, those packages come with all kinds of stuff, you know, lanyards and lithographs and all kinds of good takeaways. But that's an experience I know some friends of mine have done, doing the sound check package and all, and said it really is a pretty unforgettable day.
It'll be a love fest this weekend, the Fest for Beatles Fans, Friday through Sunday at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Tickets available. Check out the website for all the information, thefest.com. And one of the special guests this weekend will be Tom Frangione. You hear him on the Beatles channel. He's been part of it since the beginning. He is also a longtime contributor to Beatle Fan magazine. And Tom, you probably are the man who knows any truth to the rumor. Paul and Ringo are going to be playing together at some point on this McCartney tour.
Well, you know, I never say never for sure, but doing a little bit of planning, Ringo is going to be playing in Las Vegas the weekend of 26th and 27th. He's been doing a residency out there for a number of years at the Venetian. And that's just a short ride away from where Paul opens his tour on the 29th out in Palm Desert, California. So they're in the same time zone. They're in the yeah. They're a short car ride away, frankly. Either one could possibly show up at either or the other's shows, but you know, we don't like to stoke that rumor, you know, without some real meat to it. But I think a number of people have probably just figured out the route at this point, mm-hmm. with the Ringo show on the 27th, Paul on the 29th. My guess is they'll have dinner on the 28th somewhere in between those two
yeah.
places.
You don't have yeah. to stoke the rumor. It's on fire yeah. all by itself. There are always new Beatle products that come out between now and Christmas, and you know, my spies are telling me maybe there will be some new addition to the anthology. There's possibly something coming in the way of a John Lennon release. What do you know?
Well, for sure, the John Lennon one will be happening in October. They typically release something around his birthday, which is October 9th. And earlier this year, there was that theatrical release of the one-to-one movie. I hesitate to call it a concert film. I hesitate to call it a documentary because it was really a perfect combination of both, showing what life was like and what inspired them to do those benefit shows back in 1972. We were fortunate enough to hook up with Sean at the premiere in New York, and he announced it for all the world to hear that it'll be part of a box set coming out in October. So whether that's DVD, Blu-ray, CD, or some combination of those, certainly we have something to look forward to from the Lennon camp, which is always a treat. Mm-hmm. Now, we know Paul is on the road. We know there's a new book coming out called Band on the Run, The History of Wings. And that might sound like it's going to be kind of similar to something he did, oh, gee, probably close to 25 years ago, a thing called Wingspan, where he covered the history of, you know, Act Two, following the Beatles, his band Wings. There could be something, you know, hitching on to that book. Who knows? And, you know, Ringo has had a great album out this year. It hit number one on the country charts. So, you know, he's got that going on. And I guess all we're waiting for is a little piece of the George puzzle. In terms of the anthology, well, both Danny and Sean had mentioned in separate interviews that they've heard, since they did the Now and Then record a couple years ago, where John's voice just sounded so clear. And, you know, that came from that same tape that had Free as a Bird and Real Love on it. And, you know, when you go back and listen to Free as a Bird and Real Love, and again, those date back to the mid-90s, so we're talking 30 years ago, the technology has come so far that as soon as people heard Now and Then and heard the difference in the vocal clarity, they said, wow, you should go back and do Free as a Bird and Real Love again.
Hmm.
Now, there's no official word on that yet, and certainly nothing we could talk about in terms of anything definitive, but both Danny and Sean have kind of dropped that little nugget in interviews that they've heard it. They've heard both of those songs redone with the new technology. So that seems to have gotten those rumors stoked as well.
Very interesting stuff. You can continue interviewing Tom Frangione yourself. Just go to the Beatle Fest. He'll be out there. Fest for Beatles fans is what it's called. Tickets and information and the schedule at thefest.com. It's going to be this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Rosemont. And check out the Beatles channel on Sirius XM. Tom has got a great series going this summer. Help from his friends Ringo Starr and the All-Star Band. Appreciate you hanging on with us, Tom, and I really admire your work on the Beatles channel. Hope to run into you this weekend at the Fest.
Well, Bob, I'm pretty easy to find. Just grab the program. I'm hosting a number of stage events and Name That Tune contests and auctions and all kinds of fun stuff. I'm pretty easy to find. Please come by. It'd be a pleasure to shake your hand.
I will take you up on that and say hello to our pal, Joe Johnson. I know you you participate in his Beatles brunch radio from time to time. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Joe is a long-time presence in Beatle Radio. I think Beatle Brunch goes out to over 100 markets still every week. The wonderful, wonderful show.
See you this weekend at the Fest. Thank you very much, Tom.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.